hearty welcome to you. You're listening to Practical Living right here on your practical station, Adventist World Radio. I am your host for today, Dumisani Mfune. How is this Thursday treating you so far? Mine has been great. What's made it greater is just the fact that I've got so much that I couldn't wait to share with you. So I'm glad we have this 30 minutes to spend together. And I hope that through this interaction, you will get to know the God that I am so excited and enthusiastic and bubbling all over about. Well, let's get right into it. We're going to talk about your money today. Money, money, money. And then we're going to look at poisons and how we can take care of our environment and communities. And then we're going to hear from Pastor Brian Sturley. All that packed into 30 minutes. I wish we had more time together. But anyway, let's get right into it. So coming up first is money, money, money. We got Money Matters. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Practical Matters. Our series is How to Solve Financial Problems, and I'll be your host, Dumisani Mfune. And with me in the studio is our very special guest, the financial genius, Mr. Pastor Moses Muyunda. Welcome,
Fundi. Thank you. Welcome, listeners, to a wonderful program.
Now, how to solve financial problems. I think that is something that we all want to be able to do. Where do you start?
I think the starting point, our departure point, is to provide assurance to our listeners that there are millions who, like them, are searching for honest answers on how to solve financial problems. Whether they have found themselves in a tight situation where they have no job, mm-hmm. or they are struggling with huge medical bills or educational expenses, or probably you are simply finding it hard to make ends meet. The basic premise is that there are tips that can actually help you to find answers to those excruciating problems.
So right now, guys, if you're listening to this and you're going through whatever problem it is, what Pastor Munda is saying is you are not alone. There are many millions out there who have the same difficulties as you. But if you listen closely to these tips, you know what? Those problems that you have will be a thing of the past. So, Pastor, let's hear our first tip.
Yeah. In the first place, you will not be able to solve a problem that you have no idea of.
Okay, true.
So the yes. first step to actually take is to evaluate your current financial situation.
Okay.
There are several financial problems that people may have, ranging from debt to lack of knowledge in terms of how to use the finances that may be available to them.
Okay.
So it's important for you to evaluate your financial situation, and there are several questions that can actually help you do this. For example, you need to find out what the total amount of debt is that you must pay.
Okay.
How much is it that you owe? And who are the lenders or the creditors that you owe? When are your bills due? And are you able to come up with a payment plan, a flexible payment plan, probably something that you can negotiate with your creditors so that you pay it within a given period? And you will also need to understand and find out what the consequences may be for non-payment and the other options that you may actually be able to take. So these are very, very important questions that may actually lead you to evaluate your financial position.
So it almost sounds like you're going back to the point that we talked about last week, where we mentioned it's important to be financially intelligent.
That's right. So that's the
that
first
point
step.
Is coming again here.
That point is coming again, and I think we'll keep on re-emphasizing the point.
So I guess that's how important it is.
Yeah. How you get into debt is exactly how you get out.
Uh-huh.
So if you know the door that led you into debt, then you'll be able to know how you can actually get out of debt.
So is that straightforward?
It is that straightforward, because the causes of debt or the causes of financial problems actually suggest solutions within themselves.
Interesting.
Once you have come to realize what the problem actually is, then you will be able to know the kind of solution to tailor, make in order to resolve that particular problem.
So you're saying that knowing why you got into debt is enough to get you out of debt?
That's right. Take for instance, if I found myself into debt because I had too many expenses at the end of the day, then I will need to sit down and evaluate my expenses. You may be shocked to realize that some of the expenses were not genuine. They were something that could have been avoided. And so if that is my problem, failure to manage, you know, my expenses, then I will need to learn how to manage and cut back on those non-essentials so that I remain, you know, financially viable.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem becomes a leading factor to the solution.
Sorry, I want to go back to what you said, that suppose the example you gave, your expenses were greater than your income.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you said that you need to cut back on non-essentials.
That's right.
What if on your list of expenses, there are no non-essentials? In other words, everything there is a necessity. Then in that situation, what do you do?
Yeah, one thing you need to realize is you cannot solve your lifetime problems in one sitting.
Okay.
So you will need to learn to spread your problems, you know, over a period and deal with those that are urgent and important. You know, we have things in this life that are urgent and important, but we also have things that are important but are not urgent.
Okay.
And so you actually need to categorize them so that you find out those things that are urgent and important and those things that are important, but they can still wait.
Mm-hmm,
and so that is very, very important in terms of solving your financial problem.
So I guess that should be our rule as we try to assess, to see which expenses, we see those that are important and urgent.
And urgent.
Those should be dealt with first.
Those should be dealt with first.
Okay. No.
Then those that are important but are not urgent can wait a little longer, whose deadlines probably, you know, are still ahead.
Okay. Wow. Okay, well.
And one way that can actually help you to evaluate your current financial situation is to keep a strict record of all your expenses and your income. Because if you do not have an idea of how much is coming into your pocket and how much is going out of your pocket, you may not be able to assess where you are at the end of the day. What actually happens in big organizations is what actually needs to happen in real individual and family life.
Okay.
You actually need to keep monthly statements, you know, in terms of the monies that you are spending, as well as the income that you're actually receiving. So you need to have an income statement that actually shows what is actually come, you know, into your family. You will also need to have, you know, a statement that shows, you know, how much worth, you know, you are. There are many of us who do not actually know, you know, our net worth.
Interesting.
So it is important for you to sit down, write down all your assets, you know, and give them value so that at the end of the day, you know how much worth you are.
Wow.
And write down all what you owe other people so that at the end of the day, you have a balance sheet.
Okay.
So that will help you actually realize your current financial position.
Okay. I like that point of our net worth. Unfortunately, Pastor, we're out of time, but I think tomorrow, if you could just explain how one can get the net worth and why that is important. I think that's something that a lot of us didn't think about. I just thought that was for those
business
big
entities.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Well, guys, you need to know your net worth. So I am Dumisani Mfune.
And I am Moses Muyunda.
Be blessed.
If you're just joining us, you're tuned in to
Practical Living, right here on Adventist World Radio. That was Pastor Moses Myunda sharing financial tips and advice for us so that we can have money, money, money. But having money is nothing if we don't know what to do with it. So it's important that we use it to glorify God, to bless those around us, to take care of our families and those in need. Coming up next, we're going to look at our environment and how we can take care of it. I know that bugs are a problem, and we use all sorts of chemicals to try to take care of them, but we need to find out what some of these chemicals do to our environment. And remember, we were placed as stewards. We were placed as caretakers of this world that God created. So we need to take care of it. Coming up next is Practical Matters.
I know it's a bit tongue-in-cheek to say, but South Africans often see things as either black or white, especially things that we're not really directly involved with or don't know much about. Us urban South Africans sit in front of our TVs and watch the news or the wildlife programs, lounging back in our comfy chairs, sipping our scotch or brandy and coke, and chewing our biltong with an air of smug self-righteousness and certainty that all the world's problems are someone else's fault. I mean, we couldn't be contributing, could we? If we see scenes of river pollution on the screen, it has to be all those squatters causing the mess. If we're told about poaching from reserves, then it's automatically the locals stealing the animals and them put up to it by all those unscrupulous Orientals. And just let them talk about poisons, and we all jump up and down in electrified indignation and blame the farmers, the manufacturers, and the lack of control by the authorities. We think we're so proper in everything, buy only environmentally safe products with the ozone-friendly labels, and recycle all our wastes. But come summer, the soaring temperatures and the massive rainstorms, and our comfort zones rapidly get shaken. Ants invade our bathroom and kitchen, while a family of rats take over the roof space. Parktown prawns scare the living daylights out of the Maltese, let alone the maid and the wife. The Siamese turns into a flea transportation system, and once the Maltese recovers, it chases the cockroaches all over the dining room. Looking outside, you see the roses infested with aphids and white flies swarming all over your peaches, while the prized lettuce disappear under hordes of snails that appear out of nowhere. And that lovely green grass that cost a small fortune in fertilizer last winter has mounds of earth appearing all over the place as the termites and the moles compete for control of the dank, dark world underneath your lawn. Okay, that's it. I've had enough. Something's got to give, and it ain't going to be me. Time to take a quick trip to the mall and visit the gardening section in the supermarket. This place looks really interesting. There's stuff all over the place to fight the invaders. Problem is, what to buy? Everything's so expensive. Maybe take something that's not too pricey and see whether it kills most of the bugs. Let's see. What does this box say? Organophosphate. Okay. It's supposed to kill aphids, but maybe it'll kill the other insects as well. Hey, and maybe get some of this spray for those parktown prawns. Heck, those things give me the creeps. Is it ozone-friendly? Oh yeah, good. Don't want to damage the ozone. I mean, skin cancer isn't good news, is it? Wait a minute, what's in this spray can? Organophosphate, pyrethroid, carbamate, piperonide butoxide. Piperonide what? Never heard of it. Anyway, at these prices, they better work. It says it's for flying insects. I wonder if parktown prawns fly. Oh, hell, if they're insects, they must. I mean, six legs and wings and all that. Let's go and pay for this lot, get it home, and try it out. Okay, now let's get this stuff working. Oh, where did I put that bit of paper with the instructions? I must have lost it. What's this sound of a bottle? You've got to be joking. Only 10 mils in 5 litres? That'll never work. I'll put in 30 just to make sure. Ugh, sis, this stuff stinks. Why can't they add something to make it smell better? Put too much in, must be nearly 2/3 of the bottle. I still suppose it can't be much more than about 30 mils. How much was in here to start with? Whoa! 100 mils? Oh well, if that don't kill them, nothing will. Just watch those bugs croak now. Hey, Snookums, you daft cat, don't lick up the spillage. Can't you tell it's nasty stuff? But just check how those ants die. I knew 10 mils wasn't going to be enough. And you roaches, this'll make you wish you'd never gone near the dog's food. Now for outside. Come on, flies, just try to eat my peaches. Now they're covered with this poison. Pity I can't sprout under the ground and deal with the termites as well. Heck, I've almost used the whole lot already. Oh, what, kind of too much of a good thing, I suppose. Thinking of that, I guess it's time to settle down for the evening, watch some sport, and then hit the land of Nod. Oh, boy, my poor head. What a headache. What a way to wake up. Now, what is the matter with that cat? Throwing up all over the place and looking really fraught. And where's that dog? He's usually pestering me like mad as soon as I get up. What's that out on the patio? Looks like a dead bird. I guess I'll go and pick it up before the cat decides to eat the thing. Hello, there's more of them. This one's a robin. That's a white eye. And there's another robin. No wonder what nailed them. Hey, what's going on? That's Fluffy on the grass. Hey, you silly mutt, stop playing dead. Just shows you, doesn't it? We're also quick to criticise everyone else. But when it comes to our own homes, we don't hang around. Half a can of insecticide just to zap the bugs instantly. Even when we know very well that a short, sharp burst will kill them, but just not right this second. It's horribly tempting to nail them with a really intense burst of chemical death. But maybe we all need to just think a bit more about the bigger picture before we absolutely blast those bugs. Are a few fruit and veggies worth poisoning our own backyard? Somehow, I don't think so.
If you just joined us, you're listening to Practical Living, and we were just told about the dangers and the truth about some of these chemicals and these insecticides and pesticides that we use. If you have any more questions about how you can better take care of the environment, write into us. Later on in the program, I will give you the address that you can use to contact us. The mailing address, the email address. So stay tuned. That is coming up. But before I give you that, address, I want you to hear from Pastor Brian Sturley. And he's going to encourage us, give us practical tips on how we can overcome fear.
Good day. I'm Pastor Brian Sturley. And I want to speak to you on my most beloved psalm, and it is Psalm 34. This psalm has carried me through many, many trials, and it has combated all of my fears. I'm going to mention three fears that must be combated, and how we can attack our fears. Let me read to you one verse in Psalm 34, verse 4. I sought the Lord, and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. We live in a world today which is filled with fears. Young people fear for their lives. Older folk fear for their children to make right decisions. Our older folk, our senior citizens, often fear death and the fear of the unknown. Fears are a part of human existence. But let me tell you, if you listen to Psalm 34, verse 4, I sought the Lord and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Now, how can you be delivered from your fears? When fear stalks us through the night and through the day, the first point I want to make. How to be delivered from our fears is, number one, trust in God. Trust in God. And I don't want to read all the verses, and there are so many verses. Just let me mention a couple of them, but not read them. You can read them in your own time. Trust God. 2 Samuel 22, verse 2 and verse 3. And then also 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. How to be delivered from our fears? Trust in God. Trust in God. One philosopher once said, "We are disturbed not by what happens to us, but by our thoughts about what happens." Let me repeat that. We are disturbed not by what happens to us, but by our thoughts about what happens. So often, we lie in bed, or we are driving in the car, or we are walking or riding a bicycle, and we think to ourselves all types of thoughts, fearful thoughts. Number one, trust in God. And then number two, we must always seek inner peace. God gives us inner peace. Oh, we can fear that terrible things can happen in this world, and terrible things do happen in this old world and worn out planet. But if we have peace within our own hearts, that's where it starts. John 14, verse 1. Romans 8, verse 28. And 1 John 4, verse 18. And then thirdly, firstly, trust in God. Secondly, have an inner peace that passes all understanding. And then number three, fix your mind on eternity. Fix your mind on eternal things. And there are so many Bible texts. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. John chapter 14, verse 2. And Luke 12, verse 32. Fix your mind on eternity. I sought the Lord, and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. He delivered me. He, with a capital H, He delivered me from all my fears. Number one, trust in God. Number two, seek inner peace. And then number three, fix your mind and your heart on eternal things that matter. Temporary things are just that. They're temporary. But eternal things are of eternity. Put your mind and your heart on the eternal things that matter much more. He delivered me from all my fears. Thank you for listening to How to Combat Fear from Psalms 34, verse 4. Thank you so much.
Yes, that was Pastor Brian Sturley giving us practical tips right from the Bible. Psalms 34, helping us combat fear. Remember that whatever it is, we can take it to God in prayer. We have nothing to fear since God is on our side. I promised to give you guys our mailing address in case you had any questions on taking care of the environment, on the role that you can play. If you want to find out how you can tap into the power we have being part of God's army, write into us and we will gladly explain it to you. Our mailing address is Adventist World Radio, P.O. Box 22, Somerset West. The postal code is 7129. Our email address is awr@sidmedia.org. Guys, write into us. Tell me what you think of these programs. Tell me what you like, what you don't like. Tell me what would benefit you where you are. Tell me what you want to hear, and I will do my best to get that there. So remember, right here on Practical Living, we give you practical tips and practical advice that through God's help will keep you healthy, wealthy, and wise. Until next time, may the God of heaven, the one who ordained you to take care of this world, abundantly bless you and your family in everything that you do. Thank you. ¶¶